Rising Strong by Brené Brown. Wholehearted Living. If we're going to put ourselves out there and love with our whole hearts, we're going to experience heartbreak. If we're going to try new, innovative things, we're going to fail. If we're going to risk caring and engaging, we're going to experience disappointment. It doesn't matter if our hurt is caused by a painful breakup or we're struggling with something smaller, like an offhand comment by a colleague or an argument with an in-law. If we can learn how to feel our way through these experiences and our own stories of struggle, we can write our own brave endings. Our goal for Rising Strong is to slow down the falling and rising processes, to bring into our awareness all the choices that unfurl in front of us during those moments of discomfort and hurt, and to explore the consequences of those choices. The Rising Strong Process. The goal of this process is to rise from our falls, overcome our mistakes, and face hurt in a way that brings more wisdom and wholeheartedness. The Reckoning. Walking into our story. Recognize emotion and get curious about our feelings and how they connect with the way that we think and behave. The Rumble. Owning our story. Get honest about the stories we're making up about our struggle. Then challenge these confabulations and assumptions to determine what's truth, what's self-protection, and what needs to change if we want to lead more wholehearted lives. The Revolution. Write a new ending to our story based on the key learnings from our rumble and use this new, braver story to change how we engage with the world and to ultimately transform the way we live, love, parent, and lead. Integrating. The Latin root of the word integrate is integrare, which means to make whole. Integrating is the engine that moves us through the reckoning, the rumble, and the revolution, and the goal of each of these processes is to make ourselves whole. Integration through creativity. Creating is the act of paying attention to our experiences and connecting the dots so we can learn more about ourselves and the world around us. If integrate means to make whole, then its opposite is to fracture, disown, disjoin, detach, unravel, or separate. We think many of us move through the world feeling this way. The irony is that we attempt to disown our difficult stories to appear more whole or more acceptable. But our wholeness actually depends on the integration of all of our experiences, including the falls. Stage 1, the reckoning. Choosing to write our own story means getting uncomfortable. It's choosing courage over comfort. In navigating, the term reckoning is the process of calculating where you are. To do that, you have to know where you've been and what factors influenced how you got where you are. Without reckoning, you can't chart a future course. In the Rising Strong process, we can't chart a brave new course until we recognize exactly where we are, get curious about how we got there, and decide where we want to go. Ours is an emotional reckoning. Here are the two parts of reckoning: recognizing emotion and getting curious. Reckoning with emotion. What gets in the way of reckoning with emotion is exactly what gets in the way of engaging in other courageous behaviors. It's fear. We don't like how difficult emotions feel, and we're worried about what people might think. We don't know what to do with the discomfort and vulnerability. Emotion can feel terrible, even physically overwhelming. We can feel exposed, at risk, and uncertain in the midst of emotion. Our instinct is to run from pain, not to it. In fact, most of us were never taught how to hold discomfort, sit with it, or even communicate it. Only how to discharge or dump it, or to pretend that it's not happening. If you combine that with the instinctual avoidance of pain, it's easy to understand why offloading becomes a habit. Both nature and nurture lead us to offload emotion and discomfort, often onto other people. Getting curious. Choosing to be curious is choosing to be vulnerable because it requires us to surrender to uncertainty. Curiosity is an act of vulnerability and courage. In this stage of the Rising Strong process, we need to get curious. We need to be brave enough to want to know more. We say brave because getting curious about emotion isn't always an easy choice. The most common barrier to getting curious about emotion is having a dry well. George Lowenstein, a professor of economics and psychology at Carnegie Mellon University, proposed that curiosity is the feeling of deprivation. We experience this feeling when we identify and focus on a gap in our knowledge. What's important about this perspective is that it means we have to have some level of knowledge or awareness before we can get curious. Strategies for reckoning with emotion. So how do we reckon with emotion rather than offload it? Give yourself permission to first feel it, get curious about it, pay attention to it, and practice it. This takes practice, awkward and very uncomfortable practice. Permission slips. We're not going to recognize emotion if we don't feel like we have permission to feel emotion. Writing down permission becomes a powerful intention to stay aware. Paying attention. The next step is taking a deep breath and becoming mindful of what we're feeling. Breathing is central to practicing mindfulness. According to the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley. Stage 2. The rumble. The reckoning is how we walk into our story. The rumble is where we own it. The goal of the rumble is to get honest about the stories we're making up about our struggles, to revisit, challenge, and reality check these narratives as we dig into topics such as boundaries, shame, blame, resentment, heartbreak, generosity, and forgiveness. Rumbling with these topics and moving from our first response to a deeper understanding of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors gives birth to key learnings about who we are and how we engage with others. The rumble is where wholeheartedness is cultivated and change begins. Capturing the conspiracies and confabulations. To capture these first stories and to learn from them, we need to engage our second integration tool, creativity. The most effective way to foster awareness is by writing down our stories. Nothing fancy. What you write down doesn't have to be a sweeping narrative. The goal here is to write your stormy first draft. And because our goal is wholeheartedness, we need to consider our whole selves when we write down our stormy first drafts. The core, and sometimes the entirety, of our stormy drafts is normally these 6 sentences with maybe a few side notes. The first is the story I'm making up. Then, my emotions, and my body, my thinking, my beliefs, and lastly, my actions. When it comes to writing our first stormy drafts, which we will call SFDs, it's important we don't filter the experience, polish our words, or worry about how our story makes us look. We can't get to our brave new ending if we start from an inauthentic place. Rumbling with. The first questions we ask when we rumble are sometimes the simplest. 1. What more do I need to learn and understand about the situation? What do I know objectively? What assumptions am I making? 2. What more do I need to learn and understand about the people in the story? What additional information do I need? What questions or clarifications might help? 3. What more do I need to learn and understand about myself? What's underneath my response? What am I really feeling? What part did I play? Rumbling with shame. Men and women with high levels of shame resilience. 1. Understand shame and recognize what messages and explanations trigger shame for them. 2. Practice critical awareness by reality checking the messages and expectations that tell us that being imperfect means being inadequate. 3. Reach out and share their stories with people they trust. 4. Speak shame. They use the word shame. They talk about how they're feeling, and they ask for what they need. In the process of reality checking the messages that fuel shame, we often have to dig into identity, labels, and stereotypes. We also have to explore whether the expectations are rooted, as they often are, in nostalgia or the perilous practice of comparing a current struggle with an edited version of the way things used to be. Rumbling with trust. Trust, in ourselves and others, is often the first casualty in a fall. Trust can't be hotwired. It's grown in a process that takes place over the course of a relationship. In our research, 7 elements of trusts emerged as useful in both trusting others and ourselves. We came up with an acronym, BRAVING for the elements. B for boundaries. Boundaries. You respect my boundaries, and when you're not clear about what's okay and not okay, you ask. You're willing to say no. R for reliability. You'll do what you say you'll do. At work, this means staying aware of your competencies and limitations so you don't overpromise and are able to deliver on commitments and balance competing priorities. Accountability. You own your mistakes, apologize, and make amends. Vault. You don't share information or experiences that are not yours to share. I need to know that my confidences are kept and that you're not sharing with me any information about other people that should be confidential. Integrity. You choose courage over comfort. You choose what is right over what is fun, fast or easy, and you choose to practice your values rather than simply professing them. Non-judgment. I can ask for what I need, and you can ask for what you need. We can talk about how we feel without judgment. Generosity. You extend the most generous interpretation possible to the intentions, words, and actions of others. The revolution. The Rising Strong process can lead to deep, tumultuous, groundbreaking, no-turning-back transformation. The process may be a series of incremental changes, but when the process becomes a practice, a way of engaging in the world, there's no doubt that it ignites revolutionary change. It changes us, and it changes the people around us. Story after story. Every part of the Rising Strong process points to these questions. Can we lean into the vulnerability of emotion and stand in our truth? Are we willing to lean into the initial discomfort of curiosity and creativity so we can be braver in our lives? Do we have the courage to rumble with our story? What if we were willing to acknowledge that our own hurt and pain, and in doing so, made sure not to diminish the hurt and pain of others? We could rise strong together.